A famous quote, falsely attributed to Marie Antoinette, when she was told that the Parisians were out of bread during the French Revolution. Let them eat pastries. This is what has been resounding in the ears of retired military personnel for years. On Tuesday, former officers and soldiers once again took to the streets to demand a little piece of the dignity they have lost. Among the protesters, one could sense a mix of anger and humiliation. Their demands are valid. For a long time, the Lebanese army has stood as the country's most respected institution. Its commander-in-chief, General Joseph Aoun, is doing everything in his power, with the help of allied nations, to secure a decent living for his troops. These retired soldiers have dedicated their lives to protecting, helping, and reassuring a population mistreated by its leaders. Their reward has been to end up on the streets, begging for their most basic needs. It is uncommon in a country's history for a protest movement to last this long without achieving its goals. Unfortunately, the leaders remain indifferent to the suffering of these men. However, unlike others, retired military personnel remain united and engaged. In fact, the term retired military is quite misleading. Once you join the Lebanese army, you remain a soldier or officer for life. For a former general who passed away a few months ago, the army ran through his veins. Even long after his retirement, he would refer to us soldiers and within our ranks. He spoke of his fellow cadets, their camaraderie, and mutual affection. He gathered his children and grandchildren to instill in them a sense of honor, integrity, and duty. He always emphasized that he learned these values through his service to his country, Lebanon, and that these values embody the ethos of the Lebanese army. Furthermore, he would recount his war, highlighting the futility of internal conflict. He explained that throughout his active career, he took care of his soldiers, regardless of their religious denomination, they all wore the same uniform. This general admired Charles de Gaulle and often expressed frustration over the lack of a similarly exceptional Lebanese leader. Fluent in three languages, he exercised daily and maintained a rigorous lifestyle. When asked why he did not ease up with age, he would reply, "Voila, I am a soldier. The army taught me self-respect." In the final days of his life, he spent nearly 2 months in intensive care, unable to move. One day, a young man who knew him well came into his hospital room, greeted him, and said, "My respects, General." For the first time in weeks, the elderly officer moved his arm and returned a military salute without uttering a word. It was his final gesture. He passed away 3 hours later, as a soldier. "This general was my father, Elias Saikali. He would have wanted me to end this peace with, 'Hands off, do no harm to the soldiers, respect them, long live the army, long live Lebanon.' And so, I did."